Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news. So we all should rush to hear the good news. Right. But we can just find the good news.
NFTN. NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN. NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best.
Yeah, man. Just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. Wah! We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best.
Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time. Come here, good news. Share the good news. And we all feeling good.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Angie is a spiritual medium and intuitive coach who helps people heal and find clarity and peace after the loss of a loved one. With 30 years of experience, she brings enlightenment, education, and entertainment to her show on News for the Soul every second Friday of the month. Let's welcome Angie back to News for the Soul.
Wow. Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here. This is a wonderful day to be here. It's December the 11th, and we're at the end of the year of 2020. And I'm here to bring you some inspiration, some beautiful information from a lovely woman today named Audrey Stewart. She's a holistic nutritionist. I will pull a few cards also to set our intention for here today. And the intention is to really accept that things are good and they will come easily. And Audrey Sinclair is our guest today. I don't know who I said there. I have three Audreys in my mind, and I gave – oh, I'm sorry, with this, Audrey, right now. But let's set our intentions to really just listen and get guidance and be available to your own self here today. So what I'm going to do is invite Audrey in and bring her in now and just in, let's get to know her a little bit today. So come on in, Audrey. Welcome.
Hello, Angie, and thank you so much for having me on today. So nice to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited because we had been talking about this time of the year and what we can do to make our body, mind, and soul, our spirit, all in balance. And one of the things I deal with a lot with the spirit, you know, bringing in love and peace and joy to those who have lost their loved ones and guidance from their angels and spirit guides. But the other part we need to nourish is our definitely our body, and that's why you are a holistic nutritionist. So I wanted to bring you out here and to say, what can we do in this climate? That, well, first off, this climate of what was the COVID and everything. We need to keep our bodies up. But how can we keep our vibration up? How can we keep our nutritional body up? And learn more about what a holistic nutritionist is. So that's my first question to you. Audrey, tell me a little bit about what a holistic nutritionist is and what you do.
Okay, so unlike a nutritionist, a registered holistic nutritionist is a regulated and registered professional, has regular professional recognition, and a registered holistic nutritionist takes a look at your lifestyle, your dietary, and your emotional needs. So it's a holistic approach. It looks at your whole body. And we, as a nutritionist, we are able to create meal plans and recipes, and we teach people how to read food labels and help them to make optimal food choices. And we also help with shopping trips and determine where your imbalances are in your body is what a holistic nutritionist does.
Well, my thought with bringing you here is to find out how can we help people over the holiday season or in this time to sort of choose a little differently, and what can we choose, like to eat, and how we can feed that soul, feed our soul, right? In so many ways. And I know that you bring so much experience to all of this. I guess I should really ask you first, is when your experience and when did you start all this and why did you start all of this holistic nutritionist route, the pathway?
Okay, so, Teen, I graduated as a registered holistic nutritionist. I had been working in a retirement home for 15 years, and I watched hundreds of seniors take handfuls of pills, and nobody got better. And I really wanted to help people in a different way. So I interviewed a couple of naturopathic doctors and asked what would be a really good career for me to get into where I could help people from a different angle. And it was recommended to study holistic nutrition. So that's how I got involved in going to the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. And I'm so happy I did, because I've helped so many people to learn how to eat properly. Now, each and every one of us is individual. Our body chemistry is different for every single person. So there's not one magic thing. But one of the most important things is to learn how to feed your body pure nutrient-dense food and practice proper food combining. So most people don't realize that when you combine, for example, meat and potatoes, that's going to cause a lot of discomfort and gas and bloating inside your tummy. So an easier way to eat would be to just have your protein, your veggies, and maybe a salad. And that's pure nutrient-dense food. Your stomach will be a lot happier, and it'll be able to break down the food and digest it a lot easier. Whereas if you have, you know, lasagna or, you know, meat and potatoes and gravy and all that stuff, it really can cause a lot of havoc inside your body. So one of the recommendations that I would give over the holidays is to less is better. So try to eat less, but also what could be very helpful is a digestive enzyme.
Right.
That would help to with any discomfort that you may experience after eating some of the rich foods that we eat over the holiday season.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that people need to change their diet radically just over the seasons, but to make simple little choices so that you can enjoy a happier holiday in your body, you know, and make little changes as we move along. And perhaps today with your insights, someone will be able to glean just that, exactly that, maybe no meat, you know, reduce the meat and potato, and an alternative would be, we had talked earlier, this is why it interests me so much, is it's a cauliflower thing. You may want to change
right.
it into a cauliflower mash or something like that.
That's
so
right.
Really talking about what can we do to keep our vibration up, you know, and what kind of vibrational food, high vibrational foods or nutrition nutrient foods do you see in your refrigerator, and what do you suggest to others to bring, you know, something in? And that's not too expensive, you know, because I know that with everything going on, the grocery bill is actually growing. So
it is. And so from a nutritional perspective, of course, I tend to try to focus only on buying organic fruits and vegetables. So fruits and vegetables have the highest amount of vibration. So basically, you want to try to buy local and try to buy, you know, the fruits and vegetables that have no sprays on them. Organic can be expensive, but there are like, for example, Safeway and Save On Foods, there are, most grocery stores have their own section of organic food superstore where yeah. the prices are a little bit less than you would pay like a Safeway. But you can shop around and find better prices for organic food. So, yeah, fruits and vegetables, juicing greens, leafy green vegetables are really high in vibrations. You want to maybe focus on raw herbs like cilantro and basil, mint, tarragon, chives, dill, and then also sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
Sprouts are very, very nutritious for you. In fact, sprouts have the most nutritional value than a full-grown broccoli, for example. So if you got broccoli sprouts or even alfalfa sprouts or mung bean sprouts, sunflower seed sprouts, these are very, very high nutritional value. And then, again, any kind of fresh juices like fruit juice or vegetable juices are very good. And also raw cacao is very, very nutrient-dense. It's high in antioxidants and very good for you.
Well, those are great tips. You know, for me, you hear about the sprouts. You can grow those right in your own home, too. It's not
you
something
can.
That you have to worry about going and getting if you could do that straight at home. And what you're telling us, the value in that is incredible. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Like, that's news for me. So I hope that's news for everyone out there, too, listening. Now, I just want to bring in, if you have a question throughout the call here today, please call in and speak with Audrey or myself. Our number here is 646-595-4274. Or you can email us on the air at tellus.net. So we'd love to hear from you, or if you have any questions that we can direct to Audrey in this time, that would be great. And we'll just keep going. But again, Audrey, that is such good information. Now, what kind of recipes? So I guess you could modify your recipes with some of these ideas that you've got going. So in this Christmas, you know, gravy is a big thing. You know, we all like gravy. So
absolutely.
What can we do different about a gravy? You know, we've got turkey, or we've got perhaps even a roast beef that's happening, or whatever that is. Gravy is big stuff. So tell me
absolutely.
What we can do about that.
Well, we can use cornstarch to thicken it up, or gluten-free flours are also really good, and that's going to save your tummy from inflammation if you have an intolerance to the wheat or the gluten in the wheat. So, yeah, cornstarch or gluten-free flours work fantastic for making gravy, and you have less tummy ache.
Oh, well, that's perfect. So, you know, we've got some ideas about how to foods to reduce our inflammation too in our body. You know, you have families that have real meat and potato eaters. What other alternatives can we bring into or add into that meal? Or I'm really curious, because we have what they claim as meatitarians in my family, and they like their meat and potatoes. So I want to just continue with that idea. What other kind of things that can we introduce into our family this year? Maybe just that you haven't spoke about so far. I know that potatoes are a big thing.
That's right. And then also with the stuffing, a lot of people stuff their turkeys. So you can get the gluten-free breadcrumbs, and that also makes it a lot easier to digest. So gluten-free breadcrumbs for your stuffing. And then when you're having your meal, you know, you can really try very hard to, again, I would start out with a digestive enzyme for sure. Take a digestive enzyme, and that's going to save a lot of discomfort. And then just think about eating a little less and maybe less combining. So, you know, the turkey and the vegetables and, you know, the gravy.
Would sweet potato be good? Like, is the sweet potato better than a potato?
Sweet potato is definitely, it's not a nightshade vegetable like a potato is. So a potato is part of the nightshade family that can cause a lot of inflammation. A lot of people are intolerant to potatoes and they don't know it. I got eczema on my hands all my life, and it wasn't until I became a nutritionist that I discovered I was allergic to potatoes. And the funny thing is that every Christmas and New Year's, my hands would break out in eczema, and it was because that's when I had mashed potatoes with turkey. And so it's funny that it took all my life to discover that. So, yeah, using alternatives is going to make a big difference for people if you do have issues like that. We all have different issues, but I do know a lot of people get eczema. And so potatoes can really cause havoc.
What an experience for you to learn. That's something that I would have never thought of. And I know that in our family, I know the cauliflower is really big, and but we realized that one person, my daughter, she cannot tolerate cauliflower. It does exactly what potatoes do for others. It bloats. So it's really interesting. So finding that right thing for your meal. Now, that we've talked a lot about the Christmas meal, but what is like a daily routine that you like to see? And to start your day, are you into shakes, or are you into whole eggs and at breakfast time, or what does like a breakfast routine look like for somebody that wants to start to move into more of a holistic lifestyle?
Okay, so here's a really good way to start your day off is a cup of hot water with lemon. So you can do like a half a squeezed lemon in your hot water, and that is going to neutralize your stomach. It's going to neutralize the pH in your stomach, but it's also going to help your stomach to produce more hydrochloric acid so that you can digest your food properly. And lemon is bitter, so you can also put the whole rind in the hot water, and that bitterness is going to kickstart your liver. So anything bitter is good for your liver. So starting your day off with a hot cup of water with lemon or apple cider vinegar will do your stomach a world of good. And then also I want to recommend that a lot of people eat oatmeal every day or eggs every day. And one of the most important things is to alternate what you eat. So one day have oatmeal, the next day have eggs, the next day have like maybe a green smoothie, but always alternating. Never eat the same food every day, because that is how your body becomes intolerant or allergic to food. So you can have eggs 3 times a week, just not 3 days in a row, say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? So always alternate.
Get it
right. That goes for all meals, lunch, dinner, you know, always alternate what you eat. Never eat the same thing every day, because that's what causes issues in your body.
Now, that is, like I said, super advice, because I know that some are very regimented, so they always have the same idea, the same yogurt and crunchies or whatever, or I know someone who loves their eggs every day, all day long. So that is a really great tip. So that'll allow your body to really respond in balance to itself. So it's not fighting itself. Is that right?
That's right. Exactly. Because the human body is designed to heal itself when it's in balance. And we have 10 body systems, and all those body systems require different nutrients. So that's why it's important to switch it up and make sure that you have all colors of the rainbow with all the fruits and the vegetables and, you know, even protein. Mix up the protein. You know, sometimes I switch up and give beef a break. So, you know, right now I've stopped beef, chicken, and pork, and I'm now having some salmon, lamb, and turkey. Right. So every once in a while, I switch it up and give my body a break so that you have different types of protein as well.
That is a great example of, you know, and how long would you switch it up? Would you switch it up weekly, or do you switch it up once a month, or how do you?
I do it for a few months. Like I give up beef for a few months, right? Because it can be very, very hard for your body to digest. And of course, again, we all have a different chemistry in our body, so we all have, you know, digest food differently, right? So, I mean, some people can eat chicken and be fine with it, and other people can eat chicken and it gives them gas and bloating. So when your food starts to give you problems like that, that's your body telling you that it's time to switch it up. Time to switch it up. So,
right. Now, we had talked, one of the really cool things Audrey and I were talking about, you know, about tea and coffee, and, you know, and sometimes we go for that first cup of coffee in the morning versus the water and lemon. And she was telling me this amazing tidbit that I think a lot of us would, you know, it might take a little bit, and you might want to try it and see how you feel. But Audrey, tell them about the coffee tea conversation we had, because I loved hearing this. Yes, it was super.
Awesome. Okay, so coffee has very tiny caffeine molecules, and when you drink a cup of coffee, it gives you a high, and then a little while later, it gives you a low, and you kind of feel like you might want to feel like you want to have another cup of coffee again. And what's happening inside your body is that your cortisol levels are rising up. So the caffeine has given you that high and low, and it's made your adrenal glands pump out cortisol. And cortisol now tells your brain that trouble's happening, and then your brain tells your organs that trouble's happening. So now your organs start to build visceral fat around your organs to protect yourself from that stress. And so what happens is that we tend to get, that's why we all tend to get a belly. If you're a heavy duty coffee drinker and you have a tummy ache or a big belly, that's what happens, is that the cortisol is creating stress in your body and is making you have some visceral fat building around your belly. And so an alternative to this would be matcha green tea. Now, matcha green tea has very large caffeine molecules that sustain you for 8 hours. It gives you 8 hours of very clean energy, and it makes you feel really, really good. So I highly recommend to try it. I have finally convinced my coffee drinking husband to try it, and I notice a difference when he comes home from work at 4:30 that he still has energy. And that's how I notice the difference as well, is that if I have a coffee in the morning before I go to work, when I come home, I want to walk my dog around the block and go sit down and relax. But if I've had green matcha tea, I want to keep on walking. And that's at the end of the
wonderful.
Day at 4:30. So it really gives you some really good, clean energy.
And this is really treating your – this is self-care, really, on so many levels, right? And we want that high-vibrating, energetic body to be with us all day long, not just part way. So, you know, give it a try. If you're thinking, you know, you're a little low in energy and perhaps anxiety, you know, could cause a little stress and anxiety too, right? The coffee can get you. I know my husband, in this case, I'm going to just bring him in, coffee, real coffee in him just don't work. It causes too much of a high vibration, and it's just not good for his body, so decaf. But moving into the green tea is absolutely a great alternative, and I love it. So when I heard this, the more the clinical part of it, it really made sense, and I think that was the message I really wanted you to share with everyone. So thank you so much for that, because any little thing, like this is your little tidbit, you don't need to do it all at once. You just need to sort of start somewhere, and then that's what I'm asking, why I invited you here, because you have such good insight on little things that you can do to change. Is there something that, what is the one thing your clients really notice a change in when they start doing it? Now, is there one thing that you have discovered with your clientele, just a small change that makes them go, okay, she knows what she's talking about, outside of the coffee? What's
okay.
one to you?
So right to begin with, again, the baby steps is very important, right? Everybody needs to go at their own pace, but taking little baby steps is really very, very helpful, and you are more successful at doing the change, because it's very difficult to change your dietary habits. But I would say that, you know, just taking baby steps and changing can make a huge difference. And I think probably 80% of the clients that I've had have all experienced problems with their digestion and have had huge improvement with just small little changes like proper food combining or adding the digestive enzyme or taking coffee out.
Talk to you more about the digestive enzyme that you've mentioned a couple of times now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that something that they can just get from their regular health food store, or do they, or how does that look? So, because we're talking to people all over the world here, perhaps, and that are listening to us, and so it's something. Is it like a probiotic, or is it different than that?
Right.
What is
that? A digestive enzyme, your body produces your own digestive enzymes to digest your food. But we all eat differently, and some of us are eating foods that are causing inflammation in our bodies. And so we're kind of wearing out our our stomach lining. A lot of us tend to get leaky gut syndrome, and we have inflammation in our gut. So the digestive enzyme, a full-spectrum digestive enzyme, would be a very helpful for anybody that has any kind of gas or bloating, or, you know, some people have constipation, some people have diarrhea, mm-hmm. some people have acid reflux. We all have something different, right? So I would say that if you're having some difficulty digesting certain foods, you might want to consider starting to jot down the foods that you eat and how you feel after you eat. And then after a few days or a week, you're going to look at that and you're going to say, oh my God, every time I eat that certain food, I have heartburn or however. So that's a way that you can help yourself kind of discover which foods might be causing you issues. And then, you know, the digestive enzyme is always, so handy to have on hand. Even like a chewable papaya enzyme is good, or bromelain that comes from pineapple. But a full spectrum is better for people that have some severe gas and bloating and always have, you know, issues with their tummy.
Oh, that's really good advice. I know that we all know somebody that might be really benefit from something like this in our family. So this is a great way to sort of understand it even more so. I really love the baby steps. So it's right. You don't need to do too much all at once. Otherwise,
That's
you may
right.
not be able to maintain it on a regular basis, right? So we want to make it a part of your daily routine. So
absolutely.
This is really awesome.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to mention also water. Water is very, very important. It's like drinking at least 8 glasses of water a day. So, you know, kind of set yourself up. I have a little dinger on my phone that goes off every hour to remind me to drink water, because sometimes some of us are just not in tune to drinking water, and it's so important for everything in our body. So I would highly recommend to really, and that's just taking baby steps also, and just slowly starting to be mindful about, oh, am I drinking enough water, right? Am I eating enough fruits and vegetables? Am I changing, you know, my protein around, you know? Am I, you know, kind of limiting my carbs, you know, kind of have a balance, right? It's important to have mostly fruits and vegetables in your diet.
That's, and with 2021 coming in, everyone wants to start new, you know, January's coming in. And so the challenge, that would be a beautiful challenge for everyone to sort of just, and myself included, is to start to think about how I can food combine better and what little small changes. And I really wanted to ask you about the water, though. And I think a lot of people ask, okay, does having a cup of tea count as a glass of water, or is this separate from a tea or a hot drink or a cold drink? Is that different?
Well, I would say that if it would be like a herbal tea, then that would be okay. But if it's just like a cup of coffee or a glass of juice or something like that, no, you need pure water, I think, is really important. That's how your body makes new blood, is with pure water, right? So it's really important to make sure that you have good, clean water also. Tap water here in British Columbia, anyways, or Canada, mostly is acidic water. They have a lot of chemicals in the water that make it a little uneasy on your stomach. And so it would be really good to add a little bit of lemon to it to neutralize the pH.
That neutralize it out,
yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's
so
really good advice. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that, oh gosh, time just goes so quickly, but I want to just bring in something that I know that everyone is having fun with. We are having more sugar. This is the month of sugar, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
for many.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know we have to try and balance that out, and there's treats, there's things happening. So tell me, I want to talk a little bit about how we can, a little bit about sugar and how we can work with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, I would highly recommend to wait at least 2 hours after you have your meal to have dessert, like for your Christmas dinner, as sugar digests in your stomach in 20 minutes. And protein, for example, takes about 8 hours to digest. So if you eat a meal and then have some sweet sugar after the meal, the sugar is going to ferment the protein and cause gas and bloating for like 8 hours. You're going to feel bloated and you're not going to feel good. So again, I highly recommend that digestive enzyme before you eat. That's going to really help you to digest your whole meal throughout the evening. But yeah, try to wait a couple of hours after you have your meal before you have your dessert. And some people actually have dessert before they eat their big meal, because again, you know, the sugar only takes 20 minutes to digest, but it's the mixing it with protein that causes havoc in your tummy. So yeah, you want to try to make sure there's a big space in between so that you can enjoy it and not suffer from, you know, indigestion or gas and bloating all evening.
Oh, wow. I know there's a few people in my family that prefer dessert before dinner every time, and it always is chocolate based or some sort. So,
yeah,
you know, they're going to take that. They hear this, they'll probably go, okay, new tradition. We're having dessert first, and then we'll have the turkey or whatever that would be for us in any time.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. And a glass of wine. And I don't, I'm sure you're, we all know that having a glass of wine or spirits is good in moderation. So that's probably something
absolutely.
You would suggest as well. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my grandma always told the whole family, you know, you don't need more than 3 drinks. You know, after 3 drinks, you're going to feel good all evening long. So try to just stick with 3 drinks, you know. And I always told my
good
kids
advice.
To, you know, have a glass of water in between, right? You don't have to just keep drinking drink after drink. And you know what? They're both in their 30s now, and they thank me very much for that advice, because it is true. You can certainly have a really good evening, and you feel good the next day. You're not having a headache or hangover from all the alcohol.
Oh, well, thank you for that great advice. It's been such a good time listening to all these little things that we can add to our holidays or take away or be more creative with. And and it really gives a you know, this holistic way of going, living is really in line with our spirit, our self-care, our body, and being able to bring them all together. And I know there's so many out there with, there's a lot of anxiety and stress. So if we can eliminate it in our body as well a little bit more, everything will start to feel more in alignment of to who we are. And I think
absolutely,
that's part of this. Everything is, it's just amazing to be able to hear it. So you might hear something today and you may not implement it until the new year, or you'll remember, you know, those things and key little points. But I offer everyone to challenge themselves to do three small changes for in 2021 that can make a difference to be more healthy in a holistic approach. And this is exactly, I think, what everyone needs to hear, you know. It doesn't need to be difficult. It can be easy, especially with, you know, with all of us sort of having a different way of Christmas, the holiday time this year, you know, it might make it a little easier for us to try something different because you're not having to worry about a whole, you know, 15 or 20 people coming to the house. So you could just really think about the 3, 4, 5. I know that we're here down to a very small group within our household. So it might be a really good time to experiment and try things and bring that forth, right?
Exactly, exactly. This is the perfect time to self-care and try a few new little things. And baby steps is the key.
That's right. Well, I just want to say, if anyone wants to hear or call in, the number here is 646-595-4274 and email us at ontheair@telus.net. So that is how you can get a hold of us if there's anyone interested in asking Audrey a question. Audrey, I always like to pull a card from my deck. It's called Postcards from Spirit. And it's the little messages from heaven. So I just want to just infuse that into this here because I always find that something comes up at the right time and we need to hear it. And, you know, the intention is to slow down and listen to the guidance that's available to me. So I'm hoping that intention is out there not only for healthier living, but just all things that are in our life that are coming in. So accepting things that come that are good, that are going to come easily to us. So what I have, the card actually jumped out and fell out. So let's just hear what little message we have from heaven. And it is, check in occasionally with yourself about your motives behind actions you plan on taking, especially when you have an end game in mind. Is the source of your motivation desire or entanglement? Maybe you're drawn to a certain path because you think you might. It will bring you a feeling related to the outcome you seek, likely like safety and wholeness. Know that you will see a reflection in the outer world of the motive that drives you forward. Do you need a motive? You can simply be pulled in the direction your soul calls you, toward joy, discovery, growth, or adventure, participating in something compelling and meaningful without trying to define it. If you can step forward, surrender to whatever spirit has in store for you, you will be amazed at how things can turn out. Check your motives, then hand them over to spirit. Everyone here wants the best for you. What a lovely, lovely message for all of us. It really just says that when you set your intention, when you set your motive, just allow, I feel like just set it for the best thing possible, for your highest good, your highest vibrational match, you know, keeping your energy up and by feeding your body, by feeding your soul and by connecting to the divine is absolutely a trilogy of soul work. I just love this card. So it says surrender to spirit. So let them guide you. And sometimes we want to control, sometimes letting go of control. And I think food might be also part of this thing, letting go of the control that food may have over you. Perhaps it's in the vein of this conversation, right? So, and know that everyone wants the best for you on the other side, spirit and angels. So And here we do too. So I would love for all of you to have the most incredible time this season and to keep your vibration up and only think about what you can do in the next 24 hours. You don't, perhaps that's one of the baby steps, right, Audrey, is to only focus on this next 24 hours and how, yes, absolutely,
yeah.
In this now period. So I really love to just do that as best we can, because, you know, too far, if we think too far out and too far ahead, it causes stress and anxiety. So we want to limit that, right? So,
right. Callers, okay. For you. You're up for taking a caller or two?
Yes, please. Send them through.
Right, let's go to area code 914. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, yes. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling in from New York.
Hi, Catherine. What
Hi,
can we do
I
for you?
I firstly just wanted to thank you so much because the coffee talk was so immensely helpful for me. I'm a huge coffee head. And I was just saying last night, I really need to beat this. I was asking the angels to help me. So it was like an instant line to the universe that I heard this broadcast today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, yeah. And my question is about the probiotics. I always get confused, like, how many strands and how many, you know, billion microbes or whatever the other element of them are called. What is the recommended proportion of those to take, please?
Okay.
Sure,
so,
okay.
First of all, the most important part of a probiotic is to get a human strain. So it should say HM on the back of the bottle, and that's the one that's the most absorbable for the human body. And it depends now if you have a lot of gas and bloating. Like when you go to a health food store, they have a whole bunch of different kinds of probiotics in the fridge and out of the fridge. And if you go to a naturopath, they're going to tend to prescribe to you a lower version of a probiotic, maybe in the 10 billion range. If you have really bad IBS or having a real problem with you with indigestion and stuff, you might, or you've had antibiotics. If you've had antibiotics, then you need a really high, strong dose, like more than 50 billion to build up your own good bacteria inside your body. So that's what probiotics are, is your immune system. So it's very important if you've ever been on with antibiotics, it takes away all the good and bad bacteria out of your body. So I would highly recommend to take a probiotic on a regular basis to keep your immune system high right now. This is a really good time during COVID.
Okay, so would you say, I'm just going to clarify for you, is it like over 10 billion then on a regular basis would be good?
Yeah, and everybody's different. If you start taking it and you start to feel a reaction to it, then you might have to lower the dose. But there's lots of people that take a 50 billion probiotic on a daily basis, and it regulates everything in your body. Yeah, so I think you would be safe to go with a multi-strain probiotic. 50 billion would be great. Human flesh.
Well, thank you so very much for everything. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Have a wonderful day. And to you. Well, that was a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Wonder if I knew the coffee thing would be a perfect, perfect conversation piece. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nicole, you said you have someone else there. Send them on through.
Okay. We've got one other caller standing by. You're showing up as all ones. You're now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi. Hi, Angie. Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for your call. Hi, my name is Alisa, Arizona. And, I was listening, so I decided to call in. And you have a great information, but I kind of have a love interest question, if that is all right to ask.
a love interest question. Oh, okay. It's a little, sure, let's, whatever happens here happens, right? This is how we go. Alisa, what would you like to know?
Yes, this is all new to me. It just, I wasn't looking. It just appeared. Very nice person, very nice man, gentleman. And I recently started get the signs that he's giving me little approaches, but not rude, polite ones, like little flirty techniques. And I feel like, oh yeah, I want to give him a chance because he I like his personality, I like what he thinks, and I just have like he was about to ask me out, and then he backed off because he's kind of shy. And then today, what was kind of odd, he said something, which I'm glad I always listen to the show, by the way, that kind of made me, okay, I don't know if I heard wrong or I'm hallucinating, but I need confirmation. When I was leaving, okay. I said something to him, I said to him, I may never see you, it may be 30 years, I may never see you again. And then he said something to me. But what comes to my brain is like, I'm not sure if he said, you never know, you may be my wife or something in that term. I could be wrong, but I know I heard something in that term. Needed a confirmation if what you think he said and you see us moving
forward. What I'm going to say to you is that I think what I feel, Alisa, is that I feel that you're giving away your power, and I want you to step back and really feel it in your body what that felt like, if it felt right to you or if it didn't, because I feel like this might not be the place you want to be. Does that make sense? Might not be,
yeah.
It might feel right for you in some ways, but I am saying to you right now, what I'm being guided to tell you is that you need to just be a little more step back and take a look and pay attention to your personal thoughts, what you're feeling, because that is the exact place you need to be paying attention to. I'm just validating that perhaps it's not the right direction for you to go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I really thank you so much for calling in, and I protect your heart, but in a loving way. Make sure that you take care of yourself, your energy, because I feel this is not a good vibrational match for you. So there you are.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just Miss Angie, quick question for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Because there was another person that I let go because recently his negativity energy was so intense.
Yeah.
And that was about maybe a month ago. But this one I don't feel that with him. He's a little bit younger, a few years younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I'm
hearing for you is you need to pay attention to your inner. Your gut and just really your thoughts and really feel that you need
okay.
to continue to ask your guidance. But I need to actually say thank you so much for your call. We're running at the end of the show here, and I wanted to be able to say thank you and have a really good holiday. Be very mindful of your connection. That's what I'd like you to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Thank you
so much. Okay, bye for now. Thank you so much for that. Those calls. You know, I love what comes through. It's what's meant to come through, as we all know. And I can't believe we are closing in at the end of our time already. And I just am so happy to have you here, Audrey, and thank you. And I would love to bring you back at some point in time to talk about anything holistically nutritional that we can do for our body. So Audrey, I know that you are a wonderful person. Tell me how people can get a hold of you and if there's anything else you'd like to share.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me on today, Angie. It's been a pleasure to share with you my knowledge. And if anyone's interested in getting a hold of me, they can go to my website, which is www.holistichealthandvitality.ca. And for anyone interested, you can go onto my website and click on the free nutritional assessment. So I will give everybody a 1-hour free consult if you want to learn about your body and where your imbalances are in your body and how I can help you. I'd be happy to do that. On my website, you can book yourself a 1-hour free consult and start the road to health.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Audrey. I appreciate you so much. And have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
You as well, Angie. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. So everyone here, I love to have any of you wishing to leave a, my tongue's all tied. My website here is www.angiebell.com. I'm offering 3-card reading to the first 3 people that wish to come in and sign up on my spiritual portal. Come on in, and you will receive a beautiful 3-card reading for the future of 2021, or it could be regarding your career, your romance, anything that you would like to have it focused on. I will pull 3 cards for you and give you a beautiful message and tap into your guides and spirits that what they would like to give to you. So, again, my website, www.angiebell.com. I'd love to see you there. Come on in. And thank you all for joining me today with my guest, Audrey Sinclair. And we will see you again next month, the second Friday of January. And happy holidays, and we'll see you next year. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.